May 25th through 31st, Mosiah chapter 29 through Alma chapter 4. They were steadfast and immovable. The children you teach can learn a lot in your class, but they'll learn even more if they develop a habit of studying the scriptures at home. Consider how you can encourage and support gospel learning in the home. Invite sharing. Invite the children to sit on the floor in a circle and roll a ball to one of them. Ask that child to share something he or she has learned recently about the gospel at home or in primary. Then invite the child to roll the ball to someone else. Repeat until every child has had a chance to share something. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Alma chapter 1 verses 2 through 9 and verses 26 through 30. As a member of the church, I should love and serve others. You may not choose to tell the children much about Niehor's teachings, but they might benefit from knowing that in the church we serve because we love others, not because we want to become rich or popular. Possible activities. Share with the children in simple terms the story of Alma and Niehor. See Alma chapter 1, chapter 20, Alma and Niehor, Book of Mormon Stories, pages 54 through 55. Or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Emphasize that even though Niehor's followers were mean to the church members, many of the church members remained kind and loving. Read Alma chapter 1, verse 30 to the children and help them understand that the people of the church shared what they had with people who needed help. Help the children think of things they could share and people they could share them with. Encourage the children to draw pictures of their plans. Sing together a song about love and service, such as Kindness Begins With Me. See Children's Songbook, page 145, and help the children think of actions that could go with the song. Alma, chapter 2, verses 28 through 30. God will answer my prayers. When Alma and the Nephites felt much fear, see Alma, chapter 2, verse 23, they prayed for help and were strengthened. Help the children learn from their example. Possible activities. Using pictures in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families, or in Chapter 21, The Amlicites, Book of Mormon Stories, pages 56 through 57, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Tell the children how the Nephites gained strength to defeat the Amlicites. Ask the children about things that are scary or hard for them, and testify that they can pray to Heavenly Father for help with these things. Share an experience when God helped you after you prayed to Him. Invite the children to share experiences they have had with prayer. Alma chapter 4, verse 19. My testimony can strengthen others. Often the pure testimony of a child can have a strong influence on others. How can you help the children find ways to share their testimonies? Possible activities. Open the scriptures to Alma chapter 4, verse 19, and explain that when Alma saw how wicked the people were, he decided the best way to help them was to bear pure testimony to them. Use this week's activity page to teach the children what a testimony is and what it includes. Encourage them to share their testimonies. Pour some clean water into a clear glass and explain that the water is like our testimonies, because we can share it with others. Pour the glass of water into a small cup for each child and tell the children that when we share our testimonies, we help others have stronger testimonies too. If the children would like to, let them practice bearing their testimonies. Suggest several ways they can show they know the gospel is true, including through their actions. Teach the doctrine, older children. Alma chapter 1, verses 2 through 9. I can learn to recognize false teachings. At some point in our lives, we all have to face people like Niehor, those who try to deceive us with messages that sound appealing but are false and harmful. Sharing the account in Alma chapter 1, verses 2 through 9 could help the children prepare for such encounters in their lives. Possible activities. Help the children read Alma chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 to review some of the things that Niehor, a false teacher, taught. Help them create a true or false quiz using statements from these verses, Why does Satan sometimes combine truths with falsehoods? Help the children think of some examples. After reviewing Alma chapter 1, verses 2 through 9 together, ask each of the children to read one of the following scriptures: Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 29 through 31, Mosiah chapter 18, verses 24 through 26, and Helaman chapter 12, verses 23 through 26. How do these scriptures refute Nehor's teachings? How can we use the scriptures to fortify our own testimonies of the gospel? Alma chapter 1, verses 26 through 30, and chapter 4, verses 6 through 13. As a member of the church, I should love and serve others. Sometimes the church members in Alma's day were generous and giving, and other times they were unkind and prideful. Help the children you teach learn from their experiences. Possible activities. Help the children read Alma chapter 4, verses 6 through 13, and define words like scornful, persecute, and despising. Use a dictionary if necessary. How do we feel when people treat us in these ways? Invite the children to find words in Alma chapter 1, verses 26 through 30, that describe how Heavenly Father wants us to treat each other. Ask the children to read Alma chapter 1, verses 27 and 30, and make a list of the kinds of people church members helped. Invite the children to think of people in their neighborhoods or schools who might stand in need of their love and help. To reinforce this principle, sing together a song about kindness, such as, "I'll Walk With You." See Children's Songbook, pages 140 through 141. Alma chapter 4, verses 8 through 20. My testimony can strengthen others. Alma gave up his position as chief judge so he could spend more time sharing his testimony and helping people repent. His example might inspire the children to share their testimonies more often. Possible activities. Read Alma chapter 4, verses 8 through 12 and verse 15 with the children and ask them to identify the problems that were happening in the church, as described in these verses. Invite the children to suggest some things Alma could do to solve these problems. Help them find out, in Alma chapter 4, verses 16 through 20, what Alma decided to do. Why is testimony so powerful? To help the children understand what a testimony is and what it includes, show the video Apostle Testimony Montage. See churchofjesuschrist.org. Sing together a song about the topic, such as Testimony. See Hymns number 137, or use this week's activity page. Ask the children to share what they learn about testimonies from these resources. Encourage learning at home. Help the children think of someone they can share their testimonies with next week. Encourage them to write a plan to help them accomplish their goal. Improving our teaching. Ask questions that invite testimony. Quote, asking questions that encourage learners to bear testimony of the principles being taught can be a powerful way to invite the Spirit. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 32. To invite the children to bear testimony, ask questions that prompt them to think about and share how they feel about the Savior or His gospel. You could also ask about experiences they have had with prayer, service, ordinances such as baptism, or feeling the influence of the Holy Ghost.